And if you didn't know how to ride, you know, you might say, I have never
ridden a horse before.
Mm-hmm. And you say, or you might say, the only time I
rode.
Yeah. Was thrown off.
Was thrown.
Yeah. If you can't stay on the, say if you couldn't stay on the horse, you might say, I fell.
Fell off.
Mm-hmm. Or you'd say to a little kid that you walk into his room and find him on the floor, you say he must have fell.
He must have fallen.
Out of.
Fell out of bed.
Yes.
Fell off
the
horse.
Mm-hmm. But fell out of bed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the things you put on a horse's feet to protect them.
Horse shoes.
Mm-hmm. And you put them on what part?
On the hoof.
And you put them on all four
hooves.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Did you ever play a game with the horseshoes?
Yes, with pitched horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever call that game anything besides horseshoes?
No.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the other animals you'd have on the farm besides old horses? Cows.
Well, in the poultry line, we had turkeys and guineas, ducks, geese, mm-hmm. and chickens, mm-hmm. and little biddies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We didn't call them little chickens, we called them biddies.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have sheep?
Yes, I vaguely remember us having sheep. I know why we had sheep. We had one sheep.
Mm-hmm.
It was because we had fleas, and it was that we were told if we got a sheep and let him sleep under the house that the fleas would get in the wool and the oils, that I didn't know at that time it was called lanolin, would trap the fleas.
Is that true?
Yes. And we put the sheep under the house.
That's a new word.
I don't remember. Because we lived in a house that was high off the ground, and the sheep would go sleep under the house.
I've always heard of letting goats keep your yard cut for you,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing.
Yeah, we never had goats. Mm-hmm. Acquainted with goats, but
we're talking about sheep. What, do you have any name for the male?
No. Ram.
Mm-hmm. Any special name for a male sheep in the presence of women that older women might have used?
No.
What about for a male horse? Besides staying or stud?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call a female sheep?
A ewe.
Mm-hmm. And you got what off their back?
Wool.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned hogs. What do you call the male hog?
The boar.
Yeah. And say you didn't want, you had a small one, you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you do to him?
Well, we had him cut. Mm-hmm. We didn't say castrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was not considered a polite term.
Mm-hmm.
Anything besides cut you might have used? Alter or mark, something like that.
Well, alter, but the only thing I can think of, I don't think it would be wise to say.
let's see. What about, oh, you say you had a horse or calf or tomcat, would you still use cut?
No, we'd use it for the cats, we'd say neuter.
Neuter.
Mm-hmm.
What about for the others?
I guess for the horse or anything like that, we would say cut, but now I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And when say you had a hog in there, one that had been cut, he would be called what? Do you have a name for him?
Mm-hmm.
Ever hear him call a barrow?
Why, yes. Yes, that's barrows and gilts. We hear the gilts with the females.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for a female hog?
Sow.
Mm-hmm. And what was a hog called when it was first born? A little one.
A pig.
Mm-hmm. And what when it got a little older you call it?
A shoat.
Mm-hmm. How old would it have to be a shoat?
I would imagine a shoat would be a few months old, maybe 2, 3.
Mm, something like that. Oh, let's see. Did you ever, when you, maybe gonna kill hogs, you found this out, the stiff hairs on their backs, what'd you call those?
Just.
Same thing that you have in your brushes?
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. Did you use that word?
Yes, we did. That, mm-hmm.
Did you have her name for the teeth?
The tusk.
Tusk. Mm-hmm. And you put their feet in what? Hog's food in what? Did you have a little metal thing?
The food trough. Or the trough.
If you had more than one of those, you'd have two.
Troughs.
Mm-hmm.